Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kevin Powell and Andy Mazur follow baseball about as well as anybody in town. We'll ask a couple of our other sports guys to talk about what's happening on the South Side. After this on WGN.
WGN. You're just going to have to live with it. That's what I told myself. And if you can believe it, that's what the doctors told me.
Since Andy was a boy, he had health issues, which later we would find were primarily due to his trouble breathing. So for 36 years, Andy lived with about 85% blockage in his nose. He had to breathe through his mouth, because when he tried to breathe through his nose, it felt like he was being suffocated. It affected his sleep, his work life, and his ability to play sports. And he wasn't going to let it ruin his life anymore. So he came to Advent. As bad as it was, his problem required a simple solution. In-office balloon sinuplasty and turbinate reduction. Procedures you won't find offered by big box healthcare. This is Dr. Madan Kandula. It's definitely possible that your nasal breathing problems have a simple solution too. You can hear Andy's story in his own words at AdventKnowsAndy.com and begin on your path to breathing well and living better.
So results may vary. Sorry, how old is your sump pump? Do you have or need a secondary one? When's the last time you even checked the battery on that thing? Do you know how? Does it have an alarm that alerts you when the water reaches a certain level? We don't think about these things, but the plumbers at Norman Mechanical, that's what they do for a living. They're the plumbing experts in Chicago. If you managed a big building, you would know Norman Mechanical. They're the best plumbers in the city. They're the people you want for routine stuff. They're the people you want when a pipe bursts in the middle of the night. And they will come to your house when you call Norman Mechanical Plumbing Services any hour of any day of the year, holiday, Saturday, Tuesday. A live local plumber answers the phone. Think about that. Here's the number, 847-489-9592, 847-489-9592. Let's get that sump pump checked for the next time we get a big flash of rain. That happens these days. Or maybe for just routine maintenance. Now they're in your phone. Store it in your phone, in your accounts, in your little contacts. I want you to create an account, call it Plumber. You'll know what that is, and then put the number for Norman Mechanical. Here it is one more time, 847-489-9592. So Executive Vice President Kenny Williams is out. Jerry Reinsdorf let him go. General Manager Rick Hahn the same on the South Side, where the White Sox, we thought were going to have maybe a little bit of a season this year. They finished 500 last year. They are today 49-76. That was Tuesday. That's as of Tuesday, so 49-76. And while the owner of the team is famously faithful or loyal to his hires, he calls Kenny Williams a man like my own son. He's let him go, and Rick Hahn is out the door as well. So what do we make of all of that, and is this the fix that we need? Incidentally, just a quick note here, too. Paul Sullivan, writing about this in the Tribune, says the marketing department, led by Brooks Boyer, has been a nightmare, too. He said, check out the Sox attendance and the insane obsession with promoting hip-hop and 90s pop stars for post-game concerts. Sullivan said the communications department's biggest contribution to the organization has been a lack of communication. He doesn't think the house cleaning is done yet, or at least shouldn't be done yet. I've asked a couple of my friends to join us today, Kevin Powell and Andy Mazur. Guys, thanks for hopping on the line. Andy, give me your headline on this. What's your first thought when you heard about the house cleaning on the South Side?
You know, I thought curious timing, to be honest with you. There's not much of a season left. And if you're going to make some kind of a change, I thought maybe the end of the season would be the time to do it. I mean, you just allowed Rick Hahn to go ahead and engineer trades at the trade deadline and draft at the amateur draft at the All-Star break. So, I mean, I don't know if I would have wanted that and then had my guy go right a few weeks later. But at the same time, I think it's something that has been building, obviously, I think, since last year. And the team has certainly underachieved. how much of that blame gets put on those two gentlemen, I don't know. I think a lot of these problems started when Tony La Russa was actually hired as manager. This culture that everybody's talking about in that clubhouse right now, in zero accountability, that started with Tony. And Jerry Reinsdorf is the guy that kind of usurped everybody and hired Tony a couple of years ago. And now there's rumors that he's bringing him back as a consultant. So I don't know what's going on over there, to be honest with you.
Kevin Powell, Afternoon Sports on WGN with Lisa Dent. What's your thought about all of this?
Well, it had to happen. I'm kind of with Andy there. I didn't see it coming. It had to happen. I'm surprised it happened just because, as you said, John, the loyalty that Jerry Reinsdorf has shown, and that can be obviously a very good thing. It also can be a fault. And, you know, they had two winning seasons under Rick Hahn as a general manager. There's always been kind of this murky picture of what exactly the baseball power structure looks like in the White Sox front office over the past, you know, really since Rick took over as general manager 11 years ago and Kenny was still on board. It's like, okay, well, who's calling the shots here? Is Kenny going over Rick? What is the communication between Rick and Kenny? And then what's the communication between all three of those, Jerry, Kenny, and Rick? It's been a disastrous season, one of the more disappointing and frustrating seasons in my lifetime, John, when we're talking about White Sox here.
So,
it had to be done. I was surprised it was done just because of the way Jerry Reinsdorf has operated. And as Andy mentioned, it sounds like Tony La Russa has been brought back in as a consultant. I think if you ask most White Sox fans, no one's going to be upset about the decision to move on from Kenny and Ricky. The next question is, okay, well, how far are they going with changes in the front office? Because at the end of the day, Jerry Reinsdorf is still the owner of the Chicago White Sox.
Would you get rid of Pedro Grifol?
I would not. I don't think he's – I mean, I think he deserves a little bit more of a fair shot here. And we know they did kind of clear out that clubhouse a little bit at the trade deadline. But, I mean, come on, to put it on Pedro Grifol, this is something the guy's been working for his entire career. And, yes, it's been a disaster, but to put it all on Pedro would not be fair, in my opinion. I believe he has a 3-year contract. I think he absolutely deserves at least another year to try to straighten things out in that clubhouse and obviously on the field.
Our take on the Chicago White Sox today, the Chicago Take, sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. Andy, I just wanted to read you very quickly what Bob Nightingale said in the USA Today, today. He said, yes, this is the week that the White Sox are sending out season ticket renewals, and attendance has plummeted this year, dropping by 179,000, the biggest decrease in baseball, averaging 21,598 a game. Fans have openly been calling for the firings of Williams and Hahn all season long. Now they get their wish. White Sox fans generally, Andy, are happy about what's happened today?
Well, I think they're happy with the fact that there's been a change made, but now I wonder if they're going to be happy if, you know, the rest of that article that Bob Nightingale put out today is going to come true, and Chris Getz is going to be the guy elevated to the general manager spot with Dayton Moore coming in as well. It's kind of the same power structure that they just got rid of, and it's hiring from within. So it's basically the guy that built your farm system that is now toward the bottom of the league. Is going to come in and run your baseball ops department here. I don't see how those two kind of go hand in hand. I think if you're going to make a change, make the change. And
okay, but let me ask you guys this. I'm going to ask you both this question. Why is the team so bad this year? I thought they had good players this year. So if Kenny Williams or Rick Hahn got these players onto the field, they're good players, aren't they? Is it Kenny? You just wonder if the stars lined up for everybody to be crappy this year. But those are good players, aren't they? Aren't the White Sox on the field better than their record? Kevin, what is your answer to that?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. I think, you know, we've heard so much about the clubhouse and the culture and lack of leadership. I think that's one. Over the past couple of years, that's grown inside the clubhouse. I mean, I've heard from multiple people that there were players in there that were a problem. You know, we keep talking about the leadership in the clubhouse. So I think part of being a leader is just not being a problem. And it sounds like it was kind of a mess in there. You know, too, I think when you look back at this rebuild that completely collapsed on the White Sox, you know, Rick Hahn and Kenny kind of built this core through trades. And the core never really carried them to where they thought they were going to go. Part of that was injuries. Part of it was underperformance. Part of it was roster construction. You know, last year you had some guys having down years, some guys having good years. And then this year it's kind of flip-flop. So it just, as you put, stars never really aligned with this team. But it does, and I know we can look at all the numbers and stats in baseball, but it really does feel like a chemistry issue, a construction of this roster problem.
All right, Andy, what's your answer to that question?
It is complex. I agree with Kevin in that respect. I mean, I, and again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I really feel that the 2 years under La Russa set them back because there was zero accountability from everybody that you talked to around that team the last couple of years, and it hasn't gotten any better. Pedro Grifol comes in as a bench coach, now elevated to the manager. There's not a lot of instant respect there, I don't think. And when you've got guys like Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada who are constantly getting hurt, and Tim Anderson pulling what he pulled in Cleveland with the big brawl and just not having a good season, period. And then you go out and you spend money on a guy like Andrew Benintendi. You just give him the biggest contract in the history of the franchise. This guy's a leadoff hitter at best, and he's not solving problems. So I think there's so many issues surrounding this team right now. I agree with Kevin. Leadership is a huge responsibility in that clubhouse. And, you know, Jose Abreu was that guy. Jose Abreu was the leader. He unified everybody, English speakers, Spanish speakers, German speakers, Dutch speakers, whatever it was, he was the guy that unified everybody, and now he's gone, and they have not been able to replace him.
Incidentally,
and
Kenny,
John, if I could...
Go ahead, Kevin.
Sorry, I just want to piggyback off Andy's point. Like, I didn't even dislike the Benintendi signing, but $75 million contract cannot be the largest contract in franchise history in the year 2023. It can't. So to my initial point, yes, you've cleared house in some ways, you know, moving on from two guys that have been here for two decades. The owner is still Jerry Reinsdorf, and until they start paying premium players, nothing's going to change. I can promise you that.
Rickon's statement includes, "I will forever be indebted to Jerry Reinsdorf and Kenny Williams for giving me the opportunity almost 23 years ago to realize my dream of working for a major league team." He says good things about his team and the people he worked with. This is the statement by Kenny Williams in part. "I'm not really a statement kind of guy and had no intention of releasing one. That said, the volume of messages I have received in the wake of the news compels me to say something. First, I never knew so many people had my number." He also says, "I know that not everyone has a warm and fuzzy feeling about me." Guys, we got to go, but just how will we remember Kenny Williams?
Is that a good word? Mercurial? It's just kind of like an enigma. No one really knew him.
How about you, Kevin?
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. He was part of a 2005 World Series team, and then after that, it's kind of been a whole bunch of nothingness. So I'll leave it at that.
If you guys see Lauren Lafka, bring flowers and cupcakes today, okay? She's a big White Sox fan here at the station, but maybe she'll be clicking her heels. Maybe it's been a painful season, but this is hope on the horizon. Okay, guys, really interesting. Kevin Powell this afternoon on WGN Radio. Nobody knows baseball in this town better than Andy Mazur. Thank you, Andy.
You got it.